Most people say no because they expect the talent to be finished this year. And I think you can't do it all in 1 year. Okay? It's virtually impossible to do it all in 1 year. And I believe that they're looking at this thing where they're trying to build, and they're looking at it in going in incremental steps. So based off of that mindset, they do. Based off of the mindset of most fans, where they want to look at other teams around the league like Miami, Kansas City, San Francisco, they didn't just start this year. They've been doing this for 3, 4, 5 years. So, yes, they have everybody they need. You can't expect our team to automatically be where those other teams are. And I think that's where the angst comes from, where we are now – we got a quarterback here, and we say, boom. But you know what? They can start making moves before this year is over to start putting him in the place to where, like, they talk about that second, third year where you're competing on a regular basis, that they'll be there then. But right now, I wouldn't expect it in the first year of a rebuild.
I got to be honest, and you may disagree with me on this, but I think the notion of, like, talent surrounding when he left Cleveland, it was like, oh, I need pieces around me.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I feel like – now, that was – I mean, hell, when was the decision? We're probably talking 20 years ago.
Long, long time ago.
And, like, ever since that moment – and that's not to suggest he's the first dude that did a super team, any of that. None of that's true. Mm-hmm. But the notion of pieces around a player,
uh-huh,
I feel like really kind of exponentially came into the sports conversation with LeBron. And I feel like that has just continued and continued and continued. But, dude – Nico Collins is a good player. I'm not trying to take any shots at Nico Collins. But Nico Collins was a 450-yards receiving yards a season player. Then C.J. Stroud showed up, and he went for 1,300.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the notion of talent surrounding a player. Yo, I don't know that the Bears put the best offense around Justin Fields, right?
Yeah.
But it was this, oh, my God, they've thrown him to the wolves. Everything's
they had
terrible.
A lot of people for Caleb. What happened in that first game?
Right. Justin Fields is now on the Steelers with good running backs and George Pickens and a offense designed for him, and the stats look damn near the exact same. At some point, it's about the player.
Yeah, at some point, you got to just get the guys, you got to get the best out of the players that you have. Like, when Tyreek left Kansas City, there were people saying, oh, Pat's not going to be the same. They won't have the same effect. They went to the Super Bowl, right?
They've won two in a row.
Last year, they started off, they lost. And people were like, oh, they starting to get rid of too many players. In a Super Bowl, they won the game because they had that other guy that made guys look better. Okay? And I think the ultimate thing is people just immediately, and I said in this area because I'm here. That's why I can say it by this area, and I hear it more often. And they probably do it in other cities, but I don't know that. Okay? I know the cities I was in, I didn't hear it a lot. They always talk about they want the first or second rounder. There are people on other teams that were not drafted in the first or second round that's kicking our ass and kicking other people's asses around this league, right?
Nico Collins was a fourth rounder. Deebo Samuel was a second rounder.
Kelsey was what?
Probably a fifth.
Kittle.
I'll look it up.
You can start naming people Kittle that are fifth. Stars in the league right now. And let's realize, when a guy is drafted, we normally go, oh, we don't have no names. Nobody comes in with a name. You build a name. You have to produce to build the name. There are a lot of first-rounders came to this league, and we thought they were names, and then, boom, they were nowhere. But there are other guys that came to this league that was not first-rounders, that began the ball, and then all of a sudden we see them as a name now. We don't give that a chance anymore. We want it to be already running as soon as they hit the ground here, and it doesn't happen all the time. I'm not asking you to wait. Since this is a complete new organization now, and they have now said that they're going to be trying to rebuild. Give them at least 4 games. And then you go where you want from there. But in the first game, I was disappointed in the way that they performed. Because I watched them in practice, and I saw a lot better than what I saw on that field Sunday.
That's what I've said repeatedly is, and you and I disagree a bit on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not sure how much better that's going to get. But I think offensively they can be a lot better. I think there were two plays, if one or either hits, the whole game looks different. If the deep shot to Terry or if Luke just lets that ball go on the throwback, I think, hell, if the kid makes the first field goal, the flow of the game is a lot different.
If they make half of the tackles when they were right there on Baker, we're not talking as bad about the defense as we are right now. Just make half of those tackles. Why work that hard to get past somebody that's 330 pounds? Then when you get there, you don't finish it up. It's just like running a hell of a route and be wide open, and you stand there, you do this, and the ball hits you right in your damn face mask. If you're going to work that hard, finish it up. You know, I guarantee you there were guys tired because they didn't get there. But if they had gotten there, you get a jolt of energy.
Totally.
It happens every time.
Momentum
so, yeah,
is very real. Yeah.
Like, you know, look, man, I've been in games where I am running the ball and I'm getting hit down a gain of yard and I'm super tired. But I've also been in a game, I think about the Minnesota Vikings, where in the playoffs, where I'm getting it, I get 5 yards, 7 yards, 10 yards. Never thought about being tired. Never thought about looking to the sideline. Because you keep getting that jolt of energy. If they had gotten to that quarterback half of the times and took him to the ground and they were sitting there, we're not talking about this defense like that. And it only takes a few plays. And, yes, they did not look good. But think about it. If all of a sudden now you're hitting him, he's thinking about it now. But every time he got away, he got more and more confidence. Like, they came and didn't take me to the ground.
Now, specific to is there enough talent around Jaden, they did trade back, right? Like, they could have taken a tackle earlier. I think we still are in a wait and see what Coleman is. I'm telling you, I've talked to the people in that building.
They believe in him.
They really believe in him. He's top on the depth chart this week. I would think that means he's starting, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
They very much believe in McCaffrey and Sennett to evolve as players that really matter for this offense. Terry's obviously there. Now, he didn't get a ton of work in that first game. Maybe that's something play calling can impact. Maybe that's something Terry can impact. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's something Jaden can impact. Maybe that's something other wide receivers can impact.
Yeah.
They traded away Dotson, all right?
Yep.
They clearly didn't think he was going to help them that much this year, or they wouldn't have traded him away.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you want to ask, they signed Zach Ertz. I know that for a lot of people that doesn't do much. For Cliff Kingsbury, he's absolutely a big believer in Ertz. I think certainly at the running back position between Eckler and Brian Robinson, people wouldn't argue they didn't do enough, don't have enough.
Well, I'm looking at the receiving for the Eagles last week. Dotson didn't have a catch. But I ask this question. Other than Jeff
Walker,
who felt that Houston had enough talent before they went to the season last year?
I can't.
And I'm going to say Jeff because Jeff chose them to win that division. But other than Jeff, no one was talking about Houston and how great they were. Nico Collins was relatively unknown until last year. And then now this year in the first game, he's like he lost his mind. Why is it that we don't understand that you can start to grow?
Tank Dell, who was off to a tremendous start last year, he was a third rounder. I mean, you don't want to over – listen, having more talent is the best way to win. I'm advocating for that, especially on the defense side.
I understand
of the ball.
That, but I
think
all
we oversimplify.
Talent is not just first, second round.
Right.
There are some firsts – when a first round – their first rounders have been bust, complete bust.
McLaurin's a third rounder.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at what was here. You had McLaurin.
What year is Bobby in?
Wagner?
What round was he?
I don't know.
Wasn't first?
I don't know the answer to either. I want to say he's in his 15th season. It's
like 14, 15, but he wasn't first or second.
He was a second rounder.
But he's a name.
Late second.
A late second rounder. He made a name for him.
Went to Utah State.
Didn't have many offers coming out of high school, though.
He is in his 13th season.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I don't want to be overly dismissive of do they have enough talent, do they not have enough talent. Would you love to add 2008 Randy Moss to this offense? Hell yeah. Like, I understand that.
But how would we know the talent in the beginning? Because, like, let's be real. We've had guys who played very well for other teams. They got here and they stunk. So we don't know until the season starts what the talent level is. And guys can start to step up a little bit better, you know, as it goes on. Listen, I hope everyone has some level of a mindset that I had and a lot of guys that played. That was embarrassing last week, and I hope they go into practice and go into their meetings with that mindset and try to change that up.